Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Time for another big idea.
Yeah, what have you got for us today? I'm excited.
Well, as everyone knows, these big ideas, these inventions, they come from problems in my life.
What's happening in your life at the moment that's problematic, Jazeel?
Well, we went to the beach the other day, and the problem with going to the beach is,
Sam?
What do you do with all your stuff?
Oh, I know.
What? Okay, tell me.
This is a hack.
Okay.
So you get like an empty sun cream container.
Yes, but everyone knows that now.
No, they don't.
Well, I know it, and you haven't even started.
You get an empty sun cream container.
You got to continue.
You wash it out.
To finish.
Then you cut it off the top, put your wallet and keys and money in there, put the top back on.
Yeah.
Voila.
And I know a lot of people that used to do that, but I feel like too many people know that now.
Okay.
Okay, but by all means, if that's working for you, keep doing it. But there's other problems, and you've always got that stress of, while I'm in the water, while I'm not looking, will someone take my wallet, my keys, my phone?
Yeah. Do you know what I also do, another hack?
Yeah.
Is I put my mobile in a Ziploc bag.
Okay. Oh, you take it with you?
Not in the water, no. I just, so sand doesn't get in it while I'm at the beach. There you go. You're welcome. That's two tips in one. Nothing to do with your big idea.
No, nothing
but,
at all.
You know.
I don't even use, my sand doesn't get in my phone. I
mean, really? Sand gets everywhere when you go to the beach.
I know, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
Sandless beaches. There's another idea. I'll call it a pool.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow.
Keep going.
I did see a great way to save yourself from getting things stolen at the beach, and that's to put it in a nappy.
Oh, I've heard that one too. Great idea.
But that's not my idea today.
Okay.
So the big problem is you go to the beach, you want to go for a swim or a surf or whatever you want to do. How do you make sure that your stuff doesn't get stolen?
Put it in that nappy. We sold it. Fade and go.
No.
Next.
No.
No, sorry.
I bring to you Sunlock. Okay? It's a lock that's on the beach. So when you go to the pools or whenever you go somewhere, you can buy a little locker, right?
Yep.
Why don't they have those for the popular beaches? You rock up.
They do, don't they? At the surf club.
Do they actually?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Do you have to be a member from the surf club? Does it cost a lot of money? Is this accessible to every single person?
I'm not sure. Anyway.
I've never been part of a surf club.
Yeah, no, neither have I, but I thought they did.
Well, for those that aren't part of a surf club, okay,
yeah.
Imagine you go to Trigg, you go to Secret Harbour, you want to spend a good couple of hours in the ocean. What if you could just walk up, and it's like a
locker system.
It's a locker system.
Yeah.
So you simply just pay your money, and it could be like a dollar an hour. Okay, you lock your things away, you type your own code in there,
yep,
and then you come back and you undo it.
Great idea.
And you obviously pay for however much you
Or you
could
take your
there.
Own lock.
What do you mean?
Everyone takes their own padlock.
Oh, and then you just buy the actual locker so it's always permanently yours.
No. The locker is you put your own lock on the locker, like it's a little padlock.
Oh.
Because the problem is, like, at the gym and stuff, they're always having issues with the codes on the lockers.
Oh, really?
They're always, like, someone forgetting their code, so someone has to come over.
The thing about my one, the sun lock, is once the sun goes down, hits midnight, they all open instantly, ready for the new day.
Oh, everyone's going to be, like, hanging around there, seeing what they can get.
Well, and that's okay, because if you forget to pick up your belongings, well, you don't deserve them.
Don't say that, because I would be the type of person who would forget it.
No, because it's midnight.
Shouldn't cost me.
You're not at the beach.
I'm going to go back there the next day and
get
it.
You're not at the beach
at midnight.
What happens
if, like, I can't wait there till midnight to get my stuff because I forgot my locker combination?
You've got bigger things to worry about if you're at the beach at midnight.
I just have to throw all the possibilities out there.
Yay or nay, what do you think about the system? The smart sun lock at the beach. You simply type in your digits because you mentioned, you know, the old padlock.
Yeah.
Padlocks are so easy to break into.
Are they? Who's carrying around a bolt cutter to the...
No, not a bolt cutter. I'm not going to say how to do it, it's very, very easy.
I'll get up to some crimes.
Oh, don't say that on live radio.
I'm not going to get up to crimes, Jazeel.
Let us know. 0429.
I've got three kids. I have no time for crime.
98.5. What do you think of the sunlock? Not this one. This one is not awful. This is brilliant. And I guarantee if we don't do it, someone else will.
Now.
The idea is basically to have a locker system at your main beaches. I'm talking Trigg, I'm talking Cottesloe, Secret Harbour, where people can store their items, Simply put in an access code and then
well, I've done a quick
retrieve.
Quick Google.
Yeah.
It doesn't appear to be any beaches that have lockers.
See, why not? Because we have them at pools.
I know, it makes sense. All I could think of the reason why we don't is...
Safety?
No, is more maintenance, I would think. Like, if there's an issue...
Making sure the buttons and then who's going to come if your stuff gets stuck.
Yeah, yeah, what happens if your stuff gets stuck? Yeah, someone has to deal with that. And if you leave it after hours, I would think there'd be a big cost involved with...
Yeah, okay.
With that side of things. Because, like I said before, at the gym,
yeah,
every time I go there, there's always someone who needs help with their locker. I've done it once before. I'm like, my code's not working.
That's so annoying.
I know. And then they had to put like a cheat code in that opens all the lockers.
Oh, and then everyone's like,
no, you're not allowed to
grab whatever you want.
They're like, and they'll ask you what's in there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they'll check.
Okay, so that's the flaw in the system.
That's the only reason I think they can't, they're not doing it.
But surely,
because it is a good idea, Jazeel.
Maybe your gym's cheap. Now, we won't mention your gym's
name. No, they're
name.
New. They're new. Oh. They're a new one. They got. So that's why I'm suggest. What if they have lockers there, but you have to bring your own lock if you want to use it? That way.
Yeah, but see, I don't like that because I wouldn't trust it.
So it's your lock. It's on you.
Yeah, but it's so easy to break. Or is it internal lock with a code system or
but
a fingerprint? A
fingerprint?
Nah, those always
Anything
fail.
With a computer system, you need someone else. There needs to be a maintenance side to it.
Mm.
If anyone knows why we don't have lockers at the beach, like where beaches where there's a surf club, obviously.
Can you floor it?
Or where
can
there's
you go,
toilets.
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Pretty good. Crikey Mikey.
Yep.
Brilliant idea.
It is a brilliant idea.
And Stu said, I misjudged you, Jazeel. Here I was thinking you were going to suggest a personal belongings bodyguard service.
Well, if the first idea doesn't work. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.